Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies, gentlemen, friends, welcome to Florida. I want you to know I had nothing to do with the weather, but I'm so glad it's great. I was so afraid it was going to be stormy or something, even though we need the rain. I'm glad you can experience some sunshine and warm weather and enjoy the water, because I know some of your ranches and cattle are having a difficult time. I don't want to take much time, and I'm, as my sister, who's so graciously with me, said, they really don't want to know what you know anyway. That girl's pretty smart. You really probably don't care. And as I begin to reflect on what I might could just say, not to challenge you, but to just sort of put in perspective how proud I am of you and the job you are doing, and the people in between you and me who have dedicated the time to this board and to the effort to try to make it more adaptable for the consumer who thinks they want different things, and the marketplace who wants different things, and I just thought maybe I can bring a smile to your face and to a chuckle, because put yourself in our place, inasmuch as we had tried two other checkoff programs, both, as you know, failed. And in 1985, I was asked in Reno, Nevada, in the hallway of the hotel, and do you think we could pass a national checkoff program? This was in 85 when I was president. And I still had some deep scars on my back from two that we lost. And because I had been the chairman of the one that failed so miserably before. And I had learned a lot. We had done some research during the interim, and we had found out producers were willing to pay for a checkoff program, but there were things they wanted in it that was not in the current legislation that was on the books. And I said to the guys, because calves were bringing 30 cents a pound, I said, not unless we change the law and unless we organize the Vote Yes campaign in a totally different manner. Because I knew what it was to lose. And I also had enough sense to listen to the guys at the Fork of the Creek in the coffee shop when they said to me, Joanne, we will support a checkoff. We'll pay up to a dollar. We don't want a percentage. We want the importers to pay. We want part of the money to stay at home. We want the government not involved in it. And the list was about four or five other things. And I said, if we can get that into a piece of legislation, and in the interim, and I give them full credit for what happened, and I give the credit to President Reagan, to be candid with you, because he came along and said, government regulations are costing businesses too much. And we as government at that time have to do something to help businesses operate. Therefore, the checkoff program that was passed by the milk producers was the first that utilized the new process, which was that you could actually develop a program, you could collect the money, you could develop the program, and then vote on it, and vote on the order, which is what you voted on. The law was passed by Congress, but you voted on the order as producers, and it gave you 22 months to get a program together. One of the questions that I got repeatedly as I went all over this country was, what are you going to do with my money, lady? Well, I couldn't tell them, because I didn't know if I was going to be a part of the board, and I didn't know if everybody was going to vote for A, B, C, or D to utilize their money. It was difficult. This way, they could have some conceptual vision. Those are the kind of things that made us be able to pass a checkoff program and get it to you so you can continue it. Let me say to you that I've done a lot of things in my life, but I have never ever started anything that I knew I was going to be responsible for $80 million. And I want you to think about that a minute. I mean, you know, here we had a law. The producer was going to vote on the order, but that law had a formula in there, and we were smart enough to add cattle and subtract cattle, and we thought we would get collect about $80 million. And that money was coming in, and Joanne and the board was going to be responsible for your dollars. And I was taught pretty hard and strong that when you take the other man's money, you know what you're doing with it, and you be responsible for it. And I have to say that the board, the first officers, the first operating committee, and executive committee took that challenge very seriously. Put yourself in the first meeting, though. We had no money to pay for you coming. We had no money to pay for any office, any paid staff. And we had no money to finance any kind of a program. And we had 22 months, folks, to get the job done so you could vote on something. Thank goodness the Beef Industry Council of the Meat Board and the National Cattlemen's Association stepped forward and they financed. Until we got some money, they financed the Beef Board and the programs and that kind of thing. And other organizations picked up some of the staff and the travel so that we actually didn't have to go out and borrow money. I look back on it and also put yourself in our position, and particularly mine, and I learned there are just wonderful cattlemen, importers, packers, producers all across the world. And that first operating committee meeting in Chicago, Illinois, was one of those times that the city was full. Now, I couldn't get rooms anywhere. They'd been booked and that big meetings and this kind of thing. And I was pretty uptight about being the chair lady for this new group. I knew most of them, I knew all of them, but didn't know them all well. We had milk producers and we had, you know, other entities. We had veal producers on that operating committee, and we were all trying to kind of feel our way. And at the beginning of the meeting, I had thought a good bit about what I was going to say and how I was going to conduct the operating committee. I had known Kenny Montfort for many years. I don't know how many of you, because he at that time would always tease me about being tall, and I would say, at least I don't wear a 16 shoe and I'm not 7 feet tall, and we kind of pass off the camaraderie between us. At the beginning of the operating committee meeting, I had called the meeting to order, and here was Kenny Montfort with this very resounding, strong voice, said, "Madam Chairman, may I interrupt you just a moment? I have something to say before we get started." And I said, "Certainly." He said, "I want you to know that I have traveled the world over. I've been camping. I've slept out on the ground. I've really been exposed to different conditions, different places. But," he said, "I have never in my entire life slept in a bed that when I lay down, I could turn the television on with my toes." And I thought many times afterward, what a wise gentleman to sense that we all needed a laugh and a smile to start a new era, a new program. I will always be indebted to many, many, many of the board and the people, not only just the board, but the officers. I was certainly just absolutely more lucky than you can imagine to have Fred Johnson and Jack Shelton as my co-officers, both men very successful, knew what it took to operate a business and knew how to get the job done and to be accountable and to set up books and programs and so forth. I will always be indebted to Wayne Watkinson, who was also the mastermind behind the legislation. And I had another great saying with Wayne, because we were in a meeting trying to put together the law. It's what we wanted in the law. And Wayne looked at me and said, "Joanne, we can't do it that way." I said, "Wayne, that's not the issue. you'd figure out a way to get it done. That's your job. That's why we hired you. Wasn't any big problem. So there are some key people that really have made this program what it is today, that you can that you can be the author of implementation. The other thing I can say to you is I challenge you very strongly to know that you're accountable for every dollar we take in. And if you got a problem with that, you don't need to be on this board, because the buck stops with you, ladies and gentlemen, on a very serious note. And if it's not going the way you think it needs to go, then you need to ask more questions. Not a lot different today than when I started. We're still facing the issues of consumer issues, food safety, developing foreign market, new products, competition. You know, thank God we're in a world where, in a country where those kind of things are an issue. Helping the consumer to understand we have a healthy product, that we have a product that they can fit into their diet. And what are your challenges? Your challenges are many, but number one, keep an open mind. I sat in this morning very early to the young people who were giving public speeches in competition, and I was impressed with their knowledge and their fortitude and the manner in which they looked at some of the issues they were speaking on. And one of the young men talked about we needed to keep an open mind and how we needed to meet new challenges. And I had jotted those two things down myself, because the challenges, while in an overall bucket, are very similar that it was almost 30 years ago. There is different methodology, there's different technology, and you are the people that are masterminds to get out in front of it and to make it happen. I say to you, thank you from the bottom of my heart as a beef producer and a person paying the check off for what you're doing. And I challenge you to look forward to the future, to listen, to use your wise knowledge and intelligence to direct this program for another 30 years. Thank you.